Man lives in an expanding universe. The power of that expansion stretches light and matter as it races outward toward the unknown beyond space and time. Humanity's greatest philosophers believe that thought and story are themselves a kind of energy, pervading throughout mankind and beyond. As our science expands, so too must our tales expand towards the incredible. This cosmic expansion is known as Redshift. Tonight, to start our third season, we present a story of mistaken identity. A grieving woman confronts her past in the form of an impossible man in Doppelganger by H.M. Jones.
Dude, I think that's the first time you've ever looked uncomfortable. You know the reason I have you in the chair up front is because it makes our other clients think this stuff doesn't hurt.
Zev, I'm a woman. I've had a human fall out from inside of me without any medication. Women have to be tougher than men, or the world would be sorely lacking in people.
No way. I've had plenty of men and women tear up under the gun. You just lack basic nerve endings.
This is not real pain.
You want to talk about it?
I...
Why the number 13, if you don't mind me asking?
It's my brother's baseball number. He loved baseball. He was great at it.
I'm sorry, Mel. It was recent then. Weren't you just talking about having dinner with him last month?
We had dinner. He wanted money, as usual. He said it was for rent. I knew it was for drugs. I gave it to him anyway.
Overdose? I'm sorry. You said you didn't want to talk about it. I can respect that.
It's okay. It's just still a little too much.
I get that. Okay, you're done. You know the drill. Keep it clean, keep it moisturized, don't scratch it. You're like Wolverine, so it'll probably heal up in a couple of days.
You got it. What do I owe you?
$300.
Bull, what do I really owe you? I've been here for 5 hours.
Just let me be nice. I know you'll be back. I feel like I get most of your money eventually, so just let me be nice. Consider it a donation. I know you probably have things to take care of, what with all that's happened.
Yet I still came here and spent money, so I must have enough for both. Don't worry about what I have to take care of. You have a family to take care of, too.
$300.
Fine.
Thanks, Mel. I'll see you soon, okay? You said I could do a phoenix on your back, and you know I'm up for that.
Yeah, I'll let... James?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, miss. I think you have the wrong person.
But...
Mel.
But you...
What's wrong? Here, sit down, sit down.
You dropped your wallet. I'm pretty sure I got it all. You can count it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just not myself. I'm sorry, Zev, for making a scene. I'm sorry to you, too. It's not your fault. I'm gonna go, Zev. I'm gonna...
Mel. Mel! You dropped your... newspaper clipping. Well, I guess you didn't get it all, dude. James Peters was killed February 2nd. He survived by his sister, Melody B. Peters. He's preceded in death by his father, James Sr., and his mother, Edna. He was the best baseball player in Clinton County. He'll be missed by many a fan, coach, and player in the Titan League. Dude, you look exactly like him. Like, to a T. It's uncanny.
I know.
Good morning, Chicagoans. This is Action 7 News.
Our top story today is, of course, politics. Record numbers of people are taking to social media today in response to the latest comments from...
Hello in Chicago, TVRX. We will speak in English to further acclimate you to using it daily. I would hate for you to slip into our language accidentally and frighten some easily spooked humans.
Hello, Professor. It is February 28th on the Earth calendar. I am reporting to you at 6 a.m. Midwestern time.
Good, good. Now, please tell me about everything of consequence you've discovered in your travels. Remember, I am most interested in hearing about advances in technologies and politics, young one. You are entirely too interested in recounting the mundane for my taste.
Technology is fairly stagnant, though the elderly humans seem to think it moves too quickly. The bookstores and cafes are filled with elderly men and women who complain about kids and video games. It's rather humorous, actually.
You must be careful not to get caught up in their humors, TBRX. Their humors, as much of our research has shown, are the reason they war so often, killing each other like animals.
As I was saying, technology is comparatively stagnant. Most technology seems to be used for the sole purpose of vanity. Taking better pictures, lying to themselves about how they look through filters that make them look younger, skinnier. Watching videos of felines, too, seems to be fairly popular, as is game playing. There doesn't seem to be any reason for it, apart for amusement, which is the other purpose most of the technology serves. There are a short supply of scientists and engineers who are concerned with serious problems that most of humanity seems relatively unconcerned about. Global warming, new sources of energy, and disease.
Yes, so the early reports stated.
I would say, in this part of the world anyways, that capitalism reigns and technology serves the frivolous.
But none of this interests you, Tevia. I would assume, given your original thesis, that this would confirm your theories.
It does, Professor.
But I can sense that something weighs on you.
I met the sister of my body's double, the young man whose makeup we copied. The meeting was fraught.
It is strange that occurred, Tevia. We placed you in Chicago because it's far enough from your DNA partner's hometown that this would not be a problem. Perhaps our research team made a mistake. I'll do some delving. I'll get back to
you. It was easily rectified. She was emotional, but quickly dismissed my appearance. I'm only a doppelganger to her.
Tevia, please refrain from using non-English words. It's difficult enough to stay in one primitive language.
Apologies, Professor. English takes liberally from many other languages. Doppelganger is a term meaning double, often used in a superstitious bend. Regardless, she seemed to have rationalized away the encounter.
Yes, humans like easy explanations. Avoid the place where you met her and be cautious if you encounter her again. If that is all, I must be going. I have a conference with Arfid soon, and interestingly enough, she wants to discuss a similar occurrence. She claims to have met her DNA partner's daughter yesterday. There must be a problem with our system somewhere. Meetings like this should not be happening. I shall get back to you soon.
In weather today, our mild winters continue on this week as temperatures stay in the low 20s until Tuesday, when temperatures plummet to below zero.
Excuse me, I was looking for the latest in feminist poetry zines.
Zev, hey, what are you doing here?
I wanted to return this.
My brother's obituary. Where did you...
We left it in the shop. It must have fallen out of your wallet.
Yeah, thanks.
That guy? The one who...
Yeah.
I can see why you reacted the way you did.
It was stupid.
It wasn't stupid. Dude was spooky close to that picture.
You can say it, Zev. He looked like my brother. A little.
More than a little? Oh, sorry.
It's fine. You want a coffee? We do a decent brew here.
Never been one to turn down free. So, how are you doing? For real.
Honestly, I barely remember it. Well, that's not true either. Just don't remember it like you remember what you had for breakfast, you know? I couldn't tell you what I said or what he said. It's like my mind just blanked it out.
Maybe you got abducted by aliens on the way home?
It wasn't anywhere near a cornfield or a lonely highway, so I don't think it was aliens.
Hey, not many cornfields left.
You know how they say that the reason why time seems to slow down when you're in a crisis is because your brain flips into overdrive and it tries to collect all the data so it can, you know what to do? But you perceive it as slowing down because the other part of your brain can't keep up.
I've had weekends like that.
It's like that, except I can just remember feeling elation. Is that right? Like everything was good and right, and then snapping back to reality all in a second. James is dead, but there he was. It couldn't have been him, but it was.
I'm sorry, Mel. If it makes you feel better, he seemed pretty shaken up, too.
I'm guessing he's not used to women falling at his feet in tears and shaking. Further proof he wasn't really James.
Hey, you held it together better than most would have. Like I said back at the shop, hammered steel. That dude just bumbled around for a minute and then took off. Never even said why he was coming in. And he hasn't been back since. You spooked that boy good.
Well, I hope he comes back. And I don't.
Speaking of which, when are you coming back for a touch-up? Looks like you're pretty much healed up here.
Probably this week sometime. Already starting to think about my next one.
There are cheaper addictions, you know.
Yeah, but booze and weed don't make me feel, I don't know, beautiful? I know some people think all this makes me look freaky, but it works for me, and that's what matters, right?
I should seriously put you in front of the shop, like a mascot.
Just don't make me dance with an arrow or anything.
Deal. Anyway, I should bolt. Come in soon?
I will.
And don't think I didn't catch you gave me 450. That's going toward your next one.
Hello?
Tevia.
Arfid, hi.
Can you talk?
You mean about our research?
Yeah, I hear people around you.
I'm in a cafe. Everyone around is either face down in their devices with their ears covered or talking amongst themselves. It's endlessly strange how people go into public places to ignore each other.
You risk exposure being out now, especially now.
Yes, Vinalog mentioned you had an encounter as well.
My double's daughter, she followed me into one of their Titanic shopping centers.
Oh my.
She couldn't hide what she was doing following me like that.
She was overwhelmed, obviously. Wasn't thinking straight.
Humans might be the most feeling of beings.
Agreed.
I tried to dodge her in the store. I tried to ignore her. She followed me around, hoping that maybe she'd convince herself I wasn't who she thought I was.
They never train us for this.
Something must have failed tremendously in the assignment system. I've heard from two others who've had similar encounters.
What did Finalog say?
Nothing of value. Said he'd look into things, discover the issue, told me to stay discreet until things are worked through.
We'll likely be reassigned.
That's assuming we aren't recalled altogether.
What did you do?
When?
When she found you. When your double's daughter found you.
What could I do? I introduce myself, just like the training says. I'm Jen Paulson, you must be mistaken. But it was like I'd broken her. I could see when the light went out, the hope. She ran away from me in the middle of the store, crying the whole time. I almost went after her, just tell her she wasn't crazy.
What would you say, if you could?
What? I don't know. What did you say?
Me? I just...
Yeah, exactly. And even if I could think of something to say that would help and not jeopardize countless cycles of research...
Finalog would not approve.
Of course he wouldn't. Zanella handled her encounter worst of all, to his mind. The professor wouldn't tell me more, so I decided to call Zanella directly.
Zanella? What did she say? How did she react?
She held the boy, her double son. She sat down on a park bench and motioned that he should sit too and just... held him as he cried. She said he was just a young one, 14, possibly. She knew that Finalog would disapprove, but seeing the way his face lit up and the way it crumbled when she spoke with a different voice, well, she said she felt like she could do nothing else.
Oh. How did it end?
She said the boy thanked her, seemed embarrassed about crying, but relieved from meeting her. Finalog ended her project immediately, of course, but she didn't sound upset.
What do you mean? She's been working on her thesis for years, and now she cannot even finish her time in the field?
I agree, of course, but she wasn't. I mentioned that it would not be unheard of for her to feel anger, but she just said no. What I did wasn't what I should have done, but it brought the human boy peace, and bringing him peace brought me peace. And I know what she means. Bringing that girl grief made me grieve. I know we're not supposed to get caught up in their humors, but it's easier said on paper than done in the field. I don't feel at peace with how I reacted. It does not make me content. Although I think I did what I was supposed to do.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Thank you for calling me, Arfid. I have business I must attend to.
Oh, of course. Safe studies.
Excuse me.
What?
I'm sorry. I know seeing me brought you grief last time. I don't mean to bring you further grief. That is the last thing I want.
It's okay. It's not your fault. You just look like someone I lost. I don't know how you figured out I'd be here, but you shouldn't have bothered coming back to apologize. You didn't do anything wrong.
I looked at your appointment card. I apologize for prying, but I do think I did something wrong. You are sad because I look like your brother. I do look exactly like him, or almost exactly. Therefore, I caused you pain. I am sorry for that. I want you to know that I am sorry for looking like him and for making you sad.
Well, I accept your apology for snooping. Sev told me I dropped my brother's obituary on the way out, so you must have figured out why I lost my head. I think it's sweet that you were concerned, but you can't help how you look, so please just don't worry about it, okay? I'm going to be fine. I'll be even better when we can pretend it never happened, all right? It was more embarrassing than anything. I don't like crying like that, and you caught me off guard. Honestly, it's hard to see you. It's not your fault, but seeing his face on you makes it hard for me to get over all this.
I see. I shouldn't have come. It was the wrong decision. I wanted to apologize, to make you feel better, but seeing me makes you feel worse. I am not always good at saying and doing the right things.
You're nothing like James. That helps a little.
What do you mean?
Well, first, James was never much for apologizing, even when he did wrong. Second, and no offense, you're pretty stiff and formal. James was confident as hell. Cocky, even. He wasn't stiff about anything, except maybe his drinks.
I suppose I am tense. I'm not good with people, I'm sorry to say. I guess that's why I miscalculated and came here again. It is hard to know what to do in a situation like this. Only, I didn't want to leave Chicago knowing that I had caused a person grief.
Wait, you're leaving? You don't live here.
No. That is, I was here studying, but my studies have ended. I'm being reassigned to another state.
Studies? You're a student? Is that why you were coming into the studio last time? You don't seem like much of a tattoo guy.
Yes. I am a student. A sociologist. At least, I want to be.
Oh, well, this is going to sound backwards, but that's kind of a bummer. Not that you're going to be a sociologist, but leaving. I mean, it's hard to see someone who looks so much like James, but I can see now that you're a very different person. And, well, I don't know, it's stupid.
What is stupid?
It's hard to see you, but it's also really nice. I don't know why, but just after James died, I couldn't picture him clearly. I'd close my eyes to see him, but his face was blurry, like a picture, out of focus. After seeing you, it was different. I could see him in my mind's eye again. I was wondering if I was already forgetting him. Seeing you makes me remember the little things I don't want to forget. Grief does weird things to your mind.
I'm sorry for having the face I have and for taking it from you.
I am being ridiculous, aren't I?
My supervisor probably would think so, but I don't. I certainly wasn't implying that. The way you speak of your brother makes me feel... I guess it makes me feel a little envious.
You don't have any siblings?
No, nor do I have anyone of whom I would speak with such admiration.
I don't know if I'd say I admired him. Maybe sometimes I did. Like when he was playing ball. But I loved him even when he was being awful. I don't think you can help but love your siblings, no matter how flawed they are. I definitely can't help but mourn him. He was all I had left. I should go in, or I'll be late to my appointment. Thank you for coming back. I'll admit that this wasn't how I hoped my day would go, but I feel more at peace now. It was nice meeting you. I guess I don't know your name. This is the most backwards meeting I've ever had, and not just because you have my brother's body.
Oh, my name is Tim Ryan.
I'm Melody. It's nice and very weird to meet you, Tim.
Nice to meet you, too.
You have dimples. James did, too. It's just... it's uncanny, you know?
Yes, I do know. Goodbye, Melody Peters. You have an appointment to make, and I have a train to catch. I hope the remainder of your days are more happy than sad.
So, you coming in? Am I going to dock your deposit?
Yeah, right. This is a touch-up appointment. I don't owe you anything.
We can change that. Let's get in out of the cold. I'll set up an appointment for that phoenix.
You know what? I feel like the phoenix today. Like I burned to ashes and rose from them stronger than before.
Glad to hear it. But I hope you're not much stronger. You already make me look like a wimp.
This presentation of Doppelganger by H.M. Jones was adapted and directed for podcast by Evan Peterson and featured Laurel Deneen as Mel, Mike Deneen as Tevia, and Chad David as Zev. Also starring Gary Brown, Ellen Lucas, Angela Dumalog, and Barb Strootman. Redshift was recorded at Minnehaha Recording Company and is a Fancy Pants Gangsters production.